Powassan, Aunt. The Powassan Farmers Market has been going strong for 36 years, and from day one organizers have been thankful for the support of the community and the region. As the market season is approaching the halfway mark, organizers felt it was a good time to have a customer appreciation day. There will be giveaways and chances to win some nice prizes, and it all happens this Saturday, July 20th at the market, which is right on Powassan's Main Street, next to the beer store. The market runs from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. Jonathan Harris, who helps run the market, summed up the day. "It's really a celebration of our customers because, without them, there would be no farmers market. And clearly, the people like their market, 36 years running is proof of that." Harris said he's been involved with the market for a few years now, soon after he and his partner Jennifer Blender moved to the area. The two operate Forest and Farm, and the market offers a convenient place to not only sell their goods but to talk with other farmers and connect with customers. Harris said, "It's generally a great vibe at the market. It's a little more low-key than other markets because of the location, which appeals to some customers. There's live music every weekend, and there are special programs just for the kids, such as story time or crafts. There's also a children's garden on site, planted by the kids, and each week they can check on the progress of the produce, and maybe pull a few weeds, too." The Powassan Market is part of Farmers Markets Ontario, and to be a member, your market has to offer at least 51% farm-based goods. These can include vegetables, meat, honey, jam, condiments, and other locally made items. "One of the great things about the market," Harris noted, "is, you know where you're getting your food from. And people come out to support the market every season, sometimes every weekend. Now it's time to give back, and thanks to support from the Farmers Markets Ontario and the Ontario Federation of Agriculture, organizers will be able to put together some great gift baskets as giveaway prizes. It's nice to get out and meet people that are out there to support local food initiatives," Harris said. David Briggs is a local journalism initiative reporter who works out of Bay Today, a publication of Village Media. The local journalism initiative is funded by the Government of Canada.